With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak before Congress today in hopes of bolstering U.S. support for continuing Israel's fight against Hamas and other adversaries. Also on SRNnews.com, Middle East expert John Alterman at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Netanyahu is due at the White House Thursday, but that could change after today's address.
I can imagine if the congressional address differs a lot from what people have been telegraphing, which is that it's going to be a sort of consensus-driven, good behavior, how much we're cooperating kind of talk, that if Netanyahu turns sharply critical of the White House in his congressional address, there could be some scheduling problems getting the meetings he wants at the White House the next day.
The arrival of Netanyahu has touched off a flurry of protests in the nation's capital, including a sit-in at a congressional office building that ended with multiple arrests. Some of the demonstrations have condemned Israel, but others have expressed support. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democratic leadership betrayed the country and voters by convincing President Biden not to continue his bid for re-election.
Just over, or 48 hours ago, just over 100 days before an election, Democrat Party bosses forced Joe Biden off the ballot. They invalidated the votes of more than 14 million Americans who went through the small D Democratic process and chose their nominee for president.
House Republicans are quickly pivoting their focus from Mr. Biden to his possible successor, Vice President Kamala Harris. They're also extolling the virtues of the Trump administration and the agenda laid out by the former president at the RNC convention in Wisconsin. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 135 points. The Nasdaq is off 328. This is SRN News. Evangelism at the Olympics.
The French Bible Society will hand out copies of the scriptures as millions of athletes and spectators gather in Paris for the Summer Games. 140,000 copies of the New Testament in French and another 60,000 in English will be given away during the two-week Olympiad, and other Christian ministries are teaming up with the FBS to help out. About 11 million people in all are expected in Paris for the Olympics and the Paralympics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of an historic church in downtown Dallas, nearly destroyed by a fire, says church officials plan to rebuild the iconic structure. First Baptist Dallas senior pastor Robert Jeffress says insurance will cover the cost. The Victorian-style red brick church is a Texas historic landmark built in 1890. It now stands as a charred shell with its stained glass windows ruined. This is SRN News. Problems at Delta Airlines following a global technology outage.
The outage began Thursday night into Friday morning, and most airlines have recovered from it. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says Delta is still canceling or delaying flights. More than 500,000 passengers have been impacted,
including people being on hold for hours and hours trying to get a new flight, people having to sleep on airport floors, even accounts of unaccompanied minors being stranded in airports.
Buttigieg says he has spoken to the airline's CEO.
Delta will live up to their passenger service commitments, specific commitments that we secured from Delta in 2022.
That includes free rebooking and to provide hotels and meals when there's a lengthy delay. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Tesla's second quarter net income fell 45% compared with a year ago as the company's global electric vehicle sales tumbled despite price cuts and low interest financing. More details at SRNnews.com.